Michigan RV owners Bruce and Yvonne Banninger take all the comforts of home along when they hit the road. Their big RV has a flat-screen TV, surround sound, and even an electric bread maker. But they don't have to hook up to power at an RV park or start up a portable generator. To run all those appliances from the remote places they like to park, the Banningers rely on 3 solar panels mounted on the roof of their RV. Bruce Banninger says he wouldn't want to motorhome without the panels.
We do a lot of boondocking, they call it, or not being plugged in. We like to just park out along a stream or a lot of places like that, and you need power. And I don't like running the generator all the time. And so the solar panels pretty much takes care of it on a sunny day.
The Banningers have had solar since they got their first RV in 1992. Bruce Banninger says the fairly low cost, lack of maintenance, and the environmental benefit are the biggest reasons why RV owners like solar.
I figure that for every panel that we have, solar panel, we can save running the generator 1 hour a day. And so, you know, when you figure up on a long term, that's quite a savings. You're not burning a non-replaceable fuel, and the sun hopefully will shine a long time yet.
The Banningers have relied on their solar panels everywhere from California to the Everglades and on up into Canada. They found most U.S. national parks don't have electrical hookups, making solar pretty handy there.
There's something neat about being able to park out anywheres and have all the power you need. It's a good feeling to just, you're self-sufficient.
There's not a lot of data on how many RVs use solar panels, but solar suppliers and RV manufacturers agree that it's an option more RVers are choosing these days. The independent Michigan supplier who sold Banninger his panels has seen it. John Heiss says most of his work is on homes, but people in his line of work in the South can earn a living just off the RV market.
There's quite a market there to be done with RV people. Certain parts of the United States where RVers live year-round, there are people that do make a living doing just that.
Besides small dealers like Heiss, large companies are finding a niche in RV solar too. Randy Bourne works at ICP Solar, a Canadian company that makes mobile solar products like panels for RVs and boats. He says RVs are the company's biggest market.
The business has at least doubled over the past 3 to 4 years.
Bourne says both consumers and manufacturers are demanding solar. One Oregon manufacturer, Monaco Coach, now offers a solar panel standard on its top-of-the-line model. Solar panels are optional on other Monaco models. They all come pre-wired so solar can be added later. On RVs, solar panels charge the batteries that support the typical electrical systems. As RVs get bigger and more elaborate, new kinds of appliances and alarm and safety systems require power even when not in use. Randy Bourne says solar is perfect for that.
Solar and batteries go hand in hand. What the solar panels are doing now is putting in a small trickle charge to keep that battery well maintained for a longer period of time.
Cost depends on the extent of the system. Banninger estimated it cost him $2,000 for the panels and controller he installed 5 years ago. Today, Bourne says basic 100-watt panels cost between $700 and $900 installed. That's a relatively inexpensive option to add to high-end RVs, which can carry a price tag well into six figures. RVs still use a tremendous amount of fuel going down the highway, but more and more, RVs are using the sun's energy once parked. And some owners think in the long run, the solar-powered RV ends up using a lot less than driving from hotel to hotel. And the Banningers say once they're boondocked in the desert, with their solar panels catching the sun's free rays, life is good. For the GLRC, I'm Carrie Noga.